Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you guys are with us. Going to be joined by Dr. Andy Woods today for our Middle East update, Bible Prophecy Middle East update. Of course, the big news yesterday was the indictment of Donald Trump. I mean, is this silliness or what, folks? From a convicted perjurer, they're taking testimony from a convicted perjurer who says Trump never paid him the so-called $100,000 hush money. So he paid it out of his own pocket or what? I mean, I don't. This is why, I guess, Mueller and multiple other people said they're not messing with this case. It had too many problems. And yet this DA, who is supposedly a Soros-backed DA, pushes forward with it. Did he not campaign? Is he not on video saying, if I'm elected, I will indict President Trump? Well, you know the old saying, you could get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. So Hillary supposedly did the same thing in that she was accused of running some stuff through her campaign and writing it off, and she gets fined. Trump gets indicted. You see, there is a two-tier legal system in this country. We all know that. And they have weaponized the legal system. And we're all experiencing this. I mean, Trump is getting it really bad, but we've all experienced this. I share with you this week about my stack of subpoenas I'm apparently now collecting, and the $300 an hour attorneys that requires, and what they're doing to Mike Lindell, and what they've done to General Flynn, and what they've done to Roger Stone, and the list goes on and on and on. There was supposedly the statute of limitations had run out. They take something that's a misdemeanor, they move it to a felony. Folks, they're making it up as they go. We now live in a banana republic, a third world country, where they just make it up as we go. And to think that there are judges that allow this, that a judge doesn't look at this and say to the district attorney, not going to happen. Let me tell you the problems with your case. The one I think that should be arrested is the district attorney. This guy, in my opinion, is lawless. But again, I'm not shocked by any of this because you guys will remember that we started warning you last year when we were interviewing the former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, Terry Turchie, a man who was committed to and is committed to law and order up on the seventh floor of the FBI. Retired, the one who's now warning about what's happening to the FBI, along with the others. What did he say to us in 2021? We are no longer under the rule of law. We are no longer under the rule of law. You know what that means? That means they do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. And we must comply because they have the power and the might and the guns and the manpower and the media to do it. Now you tell me we're living in a free society, a free country. Now, President Trump, I don't know what his personal feelings are about this. He may be actually really happy this is happening because he may say, well, they're proving my point for me. I've been trying to tell folks about this deep state, this two-tiered legal system, how corrupt they are, that I'm not a part of their club. They're after me because I'm not part of their club. And now you guys can all see. What is it that Trump's often said? They're really after you. I'm just in their way. Isn't that what he said? So I don't know how President Trump feels about this from a political standpoint. I guess there's the way you would feel about it from a personal standpoint. And then there's the way you would feel about it from a political standpoint, a strategic or strategy standpoint. But I'm not thinking about this from a political standpoint. I'm thinking about this from a constitutional standpoint. I'm thinking about this from the standpoint of law and order and the rule of law. And when there is no rule of law, and you have nothing but lawlessness, and people are allowed to get away with it, as we're seeing, we're in a very dangerous situation. Under the Patriot Act and so much of what's going on now, folks, there is nothing that would stop anyone from indicting any one of us and arresting us. And under the Patriot Act, they could, as I understand it, as Judge Napolitano and other experts, Matt Staver, guys who are attorneys, have told me they could arrest you and hold you indefinitely under the Patriot Act. Isn't it interesting that so much of this is happening, this distraction, if you will, and part of that is distraction. I mean, you would have to think that they'd be smart enough to know that if they do this, all they're doing is making President Trump more popular with his base, and maybe even some that have moved away from him. You know, they don't like his tweets, or they didn't like his braggadocious ways, or whatever it might be. They don't like some of the language that he used. And I, if I were advising him, I would say the same thing. You don't really gain anything by talking that way. You lose. I'm not talking about being flippant. Be flippant. Be sarcastic. Be funny. You can be that way. I personally think that's what's made him very attractive. He talks like the average guy or average American talks about the issues of the day, but without the coarseness is what I would say. I would advise him just remove the coarseness, remove the coarse language. Because you don't gain anything, you do lose. I guarantee you, you're losing more people, and I know it might be generational, but you're losing more people than you're gaining. So get rid of that. And yes, you can keep all the other stuff. But some of those people that have moved away from him because they didn't like certain things about the rough edges, some of them are going to be brought right back into his camp. Because they're going to say, well, if the deep state and the establishment hates him this much, but you take Trump out of the equation, take President Trump out of the equation, and what it says is we're in big, big trouble as a nation. The many things coming at us at one time is what I keep coming back to talking about, right? Let me go, before I go to Dr. Woods, let me go to worldviewreport.com, okay? Worldviewreport.com, our aggregated news site, where I spend quite a bit of time searching the news to get a pulse of what's happening in America and around the world to help us understand the trends, the worldview trends, the worldview war. Well, here's one right off the top, if you guys want to show it. Islamic supremacists seize control of Times Square for Ramadan. And if you go to the article, it's on our website, Rare Foundation, you see all of these pictures where the Islamists have taken to the streets and are covering the streets. I'll play a little video there for television, but they're covering the streets. Now, folks, they got their prayer mats, their prayer rugs, and we are talking about, I don't know, this looks like thousands of them. And they're all, you know, down on the ground, bowing their face to the floor, to the ground. That's hundreds. I don't know if thousands is it or not from the camera angle, but certainly hundreds. What is this, folks? They are taking over. And they want you to know it. Okay? And don't forget about the red-green axis. They're the green and the red-green axis. The Islamic green of the jihadi flags with the red, the Islamists. Then you add this bombshell vax analysis finds 147 billion in economic damage, tens of millions injured or disabled. Think about that, folks. Tens of millions of people in America, this isn't America, this is Ed Dowd in his reporting, tens of millions damaged, injured, disabled. Okay? This is just the U.S., folks, and this is just for 2022. Estimated human cost, 26.6 million injuries. 1.36 million disability, 300,000 excess deaths. Okay, the cost? $147.8 billion in total. Now, what do you think that means for the workforce in America to have that many people out of the workforce? And think about critical infrastructure, folks. Then we have the link between transgenderism and violence. That's a very interesting article I read last night over at the New American by my friend Selwyn Duke, who's talking about the connection between the transgender movement and violence. And this is coming, by the way, from people that have studied Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the rioters, and many of you might know, if you follow social media much or news reports much, you'll know about Andy, a guy named Andy, what's his name, Logan? Andy Now or Now? He's out there in the streets filming. He's gotten beat up a few times. You guys remember him? Well, he's out there reporting on this. Andy Ngo, N-G-O, Andy and then N-G-O. But one report talks about some of these folks that are showing up to the riots in city after city after city. People like Andy Ngo, who's, again, famous for covering the Antifa riots, estimated that many of these people that show up at these riots are what they call MUSS, M-U-S-S, made-up sexual status. And they constitute, he says, about 20% of the riots, 20% of the rioters at any given locale. 20%. He says this, of course, is far above the MUSS, M-U-S-S, individuals' percentage of the wider population. So why are these people with this apparent mental disorder showing up in such high percentages at riots? Folks, can I tell you something? These are people, I believe, that are mentally disturbed. Spiritually, they're in a very bad place. Some of them, their conscience has been seared as with a hot iron. And now we see them storming our state capitol here in Tennessee. The pro-transgenders wanting to take your guns. But yet, so many of these people, by the way, if you go back and look up some of the last shooters, a lot of them have been pansexual, bisexual, whatever. Go look it up. And those people want to disarm you. And she, it, her, the shooter, Audrey, went by Aiden in Nashville. The police even said on video, picked a Christian school, not only because of her hostility to the Christian worldview, because it was a gun-free zone, really, a soft target. And those people are the ones screaming about taking away our guns. Huh! We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programming of WorldviewRadio.com, WVWTV.com, and the 24/7 television stream? Well, did you know that many of the cameras that you're watching right now, we were able to buy those because you went to MyPillow.com and used the promo code WVW? We were able to do away with our old cameras and go to 4K cameras several years ago, cameras we've been using for like 12 plus years. We're able to get brand new 4K cameras because so many of you went to MyPillow.com and you used the promo code WVW. Yeah, it really matters that much. If you want to help us to continue to grow WVW Broadcast Network with our programming, our live programs, our documentaries, as well as through our technology that's needed to keep all of it going, then here's an opportunity for you to help yourself and help us at the same time. Please consider going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WVW for deep savings and discounts. And every time you use that code, a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to keep the WVW Broadcast Network, Worldview Radio, and WVW-TV going. So please, buy your sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes, mattresses, mattress toppers, and more at MyPillow.com. But it's vital that you use the code WVW. When you use that code WVW, a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to keep this 24/7 stream going and all the other programs that are on demand for free at WorldviewRadio.com and WVWTV.com. I cannot stress to you enough how vital it is that you support us and use that code. It does make a difference. So thank you for going to MyPillow.com and using that code WVW. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. So the article by Selwyn Duke at The New American linked over at worldviewreport.com. Andy, the guy I'm talking about, goes to a lot of these Antifa riots and films them and has been beat up several times, but documents how violent they are. I'm chuckling because, yeah, he knows. He's been beat up by them. He says there's, quote, mountains of evidence, end quote, he said, that people, quote, who suffer from gender dysphoria also suffer from very high rates of mental health comorbidities, end quote. In other words, cuckoo. Now, isn't this interesting? Now, you go back in the files of my show. Many, 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 many years ago, you will find that I was doing a program talking about the Nazis, transgenderism, what we would call then transvestites. That's a word, I guess, that's not politically correct anymore. Isn't that interesting how we used to, those of us, I guess, of a certain age we use that term, transvestite. I'm not so sure that's a politically correct term anymore. And then they came up with transgender and all these other terms. But I was discussing many, 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 many years ago, 2008, 9, 10, 11, somewhere in there, many years ago, doing a whole series on Nazi Germany and the trends. And one of the things I was reporting on then, and I've reported on several times since, is the number of people that were in the SS, the leadership of Hitler, that were cross-dressers and homosexuals. You say, well, Brandon, Hitler threw a bunch of the homosexuals in the death camps. Well, from my research, he was throwing a lot of the feminine ones in there. He didn't have a problem with the more masculine ones. He was throwing the feminine ones in there. And I've played you the audio clip in the last 12 months, probably the last 6 months. I've played you the audio clip that's a video clip that was on a documentary that I saw on the military channel, and I found it and played it for you, where that documentary was talking about the bodyguards around Hitler that like to show their pictures of their boyfriends to each other. So Hitler was surrounded by these kind of people, and many of them were cross-dressers, and one of them was known as Fraulein Anna. Dr. Erwin Lutzer writes about that in his book, Hitler's Cross. And you also remember that the SS, to be initiated, had to carry out dastardly deeds
to have their conscience seared and to become a part of the group. Are you listening? Himmler wanted them to become part of the group and make them where they did not fit in with their families anymore. Did this girl over in Nashville fit in with her family? Apparently not. The media yesterday is reporting about her very religious father, and they're taking pictures of him coming out of the house. And my thought is, leave the poor man alone. His daughter was 28 years old. She made her choice. This has nothing to do with him. And the media's got to stalk him, her highly religious father. Is this how you're going to blame it? Oh, yeah, she was she somehow a victim of the Christian school and the Christian parents? I'm like, why won't you, would you not just leave the poor man alone? So did she fit in with her family? Did she fit in with her former Christian school colleagues? Well, in the SS, Himmler would have the men go through initiation, be involved in some dastardly, horrific thing that would break them from their family, break them from their church, break them from their past life so that they would seek solace and comfort in the SS, where everyone else was dealing with the same atrocities that they had committed and could find solace in each other and acceptance in each other. They would not be understood by their family and past friends and past life, nor would they fit in any longer. And that was to also sear their conscience and make them where they could not go back. And find that in this club they had to now stay because they would only be understood by this club. And they carried out horrific, horrific things. Well, this is a demonic thing. And many of these people are many of them are victims to one degree. They are people to be evangelized if their conscience hasn't been so seared that they're already given over. But when you have people that have been conditioned, brainwashed, psychologically prepared, as they have been, I believe, and then you have them storming capitals, wanting to take away the guns of the people that many of them are out killing or want killed. And actually you have what was the press secretary or one of the people who works for the fake governor of Arizona putting out a tweet about transphobes and pictures of guns. And I think that person had to resign from the governor's staff this week. This talk during the election, while President Trump was president, afterwards, talking about Trump supporters and eliminating them, putting them against the wall and shooting them, this dehumanization of Christians and conservatives. And what have I said for years? Characterize, marginalize, terrorize, and then legalize the terrorism. Characterize, marginalize, terrorize, and then legalize the terrorism. Is that not what they're trying to do now? They're trying to take the people's guns, make Christians, conservatives out to be white supremacists, domestic terrorists, all kinds of horrible things, racist, and then legalize the confiscation of their weapons so they can be easily killed, easily controlled, convene grand juries against them, indict them, drain them with lawfare, throw them in prison if necessary, but characterize and marginalize them so they become the victims of terror. This is what they've done to another people, another time, another place, and we've been warning for how many years about what we're seeing today, and people didn't want to listen to what I was saying. They didn't understand the historical trends that I was pointing out, and now maybe they're seeing this is exactly the day I was telling you about, where they will use the legal system now to legalize the terrorizing and murder. And when you disarm people and you try to take away their weapons and you make them easy prey, you are involved in their murder. You are a co-conspirator. You're an accessory to the crime. And many elected officials now are going to be accessories to the crime. Not to mention, as much as they want to say, oh, no, 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 we're not for violence. Oh, no, we're not for that. Yet, what do you have Maxine Waters saying on video? Confront the cabinet, confront the people around Trump when at restaurants, at gas stations. Remember all this? The horrible, violent things being said? They're conditioning people to dehumanize people they disagree with politically and then commit acts of violence against them. And now the government is saying, and when we can, we will make up the rules and the laws and we will legalize the terrorizing and persecution of our political enemies. Folks, we're in a civil war and it's gone hot. For a long time, I said the civil war, we're in a civil war, but it's not hot yet. But in the last several months, the civil war has gone hot. Some would say it's gone hot before that. But when you use the police undercover, and we have the video footage now of them admitting they're police undercover, posing as Antifa. We have the video footage. General Flynn just sent me some the other day. When you have the police setting up people, opening the doors, encouraging and pushing them through the doors, and then beating them to a pulp in the tunnel or inviting them in, setting them up, throwing them in prison, not giving them trials. This is political warfare. This is prosecution and persecution under the color of law of your political enemies. And you may say, well, that's not a hot civil war for me, but I think if you're sitting in a gulag without your human rights and trial and bail, yeah, you'd say that is a hot civil war. If you're one of the kids' parents who was just murdered by a political transgender ideology, I would say, yeah, my family is now the victim of a hot civil war. They just murdered my child. They just murdered my spouse. They just murdered my parent, if that was one of the three adults. Yeah, the civil war, I'm sorry to say, has gone hot. Joining me now is Andy Woods. Dr. Woods, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Brandon, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Any thoughts on the first 26 minutes of the show?
Well, no, other than it was kind of depressing hearing all this stuff. You know, just a couple things. I guess with Trump, you made the statement that he wasn't part of the club, and I think that's largely what explains these attacks against him, right down to the fake impeachment. You know, impeachments, because there was no underlying high crime or misdemeanor, you know, the raid of Mar-a-Lago, the spying on his political campaign, you know, back in 2016. I mean, why is it that he keeps being attacked like this over and over again? Well, the answer is, I think it's kind of a simple answer. He's a nationalist. His policies are nationalistic. I mean, build a wall around America is nationalism. And the globalists don't like that, and that's why they got to stop the vote count at 2:30 in the morning because he's breaking the algorithm. So, you know, whatever people think about Trump, they just need to keep that in mind. I mean, he is not part of the one world club that they're seeking to impose. And then the other thing that came to my mind as you were talking about the violence amongst the transgenders, you were talking about how these people are not in their right minds. A lot of them are basically hooked on drugs, and it relates to these puberty blockers that they're now trying to, you know, ram down our children's throats in the public schools. You have in the state of California, I saw you covered this, but I have it in my notes too. You know, state-sanctioned kidnapping bill being introduced to take kids away from their families so that they can be exposed to transitioning and puberty-blocking drugs. And so a lot of these people running around causing all of this mayhem are drugged up, you know, a lot of it by the state. And then the issue with the Muslims, that's a terrifying thing too, because in the Middle East – symbol is reality. And when they sit there in Times Square, or excuse me, kneel there in Times Square, you know, with their heads towards allegedly Mecca and Medina, they're actually sending a signal. That's in the West, we speak linguistically. In the Middle East, they speak symbolically, that they're here, they're in control, and they have designs on the United States of America.
Absolutely.
So I guess those are some thoughts that came to my mind as I was listening to your opening monologue.
Excellent thoughts. We come back ready to get into some of this with Dr. Andy Woods. And, of course, we are seeing some big moves related to Saudi Arabia, China, and Brazil. Again, I hate to keep saying it, the stuff that we have been warning about for so many years is now coming to pass, and that is the end of the American petrodollar. Those dollars that are overseas coming rushing back to our shores, massive inflation, hyperinflation, it is all lining up. And I want to ask Dr. Woods, with the convergence of all these earth-shattering things, is it setting the stage for a world leader? If you want to get freeze-dried food, right now is the time to get it because we're not charging any freight. For some of you, that will save hundreds and hundreds of dollars that would have gone toward the cost of freight. So don't delay right now. If you're looking to get freeze-dried food, now's when you should do it. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. With all that's going on in the world, do you have enough food on hand, or do you need to add to your existing supplies? If so, consider purchasing freeze-dried food from us. You not only get a great deal, and now you're getting free freight, but you're also supporting WVW Broadcast Network and all that we're doing. It's a big part of our general operating budget. So we're offering you a service, and it's also a big part of our general operating budget to keep pushing out free programs to you. So everybody wins. WVWTVstore.com to check out 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever you need in regards to freeze-dried food. I have a 2-year supply of food for my family because I believe we're on the edge of something horrible in America and around the globe that's being manufactured on purpose. The collapse of our food supply, the collapse of our just-in-time inventory, the collapsing of our bank system, so much is now being manufactured. We also, of course, are looking at what Russia is doing, China is doing. Folks, it's obvious they're preparing for war. In fact, recently a 4-star general said to his men under his command in a letter that was leaked to the media, he told them prepare for war with China. It's going to happen by at least 2025. Then you have the cyber hacking, the new way of warfare, EMP, and so much more. Again, why would you not want to have enough food and water on hand? If you're interested in emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies, check out WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Take advantage of our free freight at WVWTVstore.com. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. And Dr. Woods, let's go through your stack of stuff you sent today. Here's one of the first ones. Jerusalem Post, Israeli stage emergency protest after Gallant's firing. We've dealt with that an awful lot today, so we won't spend too much time on that. There's a lot of indication, I had Aaron on last night live from Israel, a lot of indication the Biden regime is behind this, in the violence in the streets, trying to take out not just Donald Trump in America, but Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. So that pretty well tells you who the America power players are working for, that red-green axis, what they're doing with Iran, what they're doing with the China. So between Iran and China, you pretty well realize that's the red-green axis. And then now what they're doing to Israel, orchestrating, Benjamin Netanyahu's son is on social media saying this has got the Biden fingerprints all over it, his regime.
Yeah, and the Biden or the Obama administration was very active politically trying to dethrone Netanyahu, you know, back in the Obama years. So American interference with a foreign election, you know, is not anything new. It just bothers me because of Genesis 12, verse 3, you know, where God is pretty clear, I'll bless those who blessed Israel, curse those who cursed Israel. I think what's starting to happen is America is starting to get on the wrong side of the ledger.
Absolutely, which will lead us to some of the things we're about to talk about. Here's another one from the Jewish News Syndicate. Israel threatens military strike if Iran enriches uranium above 60%. I don't know about you, but I guess I'm getting a little tired of this. I've heard about the red line for years, and And then, you know, here's the line in the sand. Don't you cross it. And then they cross it. Here's another line. Now, don't you dare cross it. And they cross it. Here's another line. Don't you dare cross it. I'm getting a little tired of this, to be honest with you. I think they're undermining their own credibility. And they should talk less and act more and quit setting so many deadlines. I know they're doing it on the global stage to try to say, well, we warned them. But, you know, at some point, you lose your credibility by warning and then not doing anything. What do you say?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. The only reason I bring up these articles because I do prophecy updates, and I'm trying to show that exactly what Ezekiel spoke of is happening. I mean, Ezekiel 2,600 years ago predicted tension between Israel and Persia or Iran. Such prophecies made no sense pre-1948 because there was no Israel. They made no sense pre-1978 because Iran, you know, prior to the Shah being deposed and replaced by the Ayatollah, was a friend of Israel. And now all of a sudden these headlines make perfect sense. A headline like that demonstrates tension between those two countries. In other words, these nations are fitting into the prophetic orbit that Ezekiel predicted.
Here's another one, headline, fortune.com. J.P. Morgan will let consumers pay with their face or palm instead of a card. We covered that earlier this week, but that sounds an awful lot like the mark of the beast. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark on your forehead or your right hand. Kind of setting the stage here, is it not?
Yeah, and just to be clear, we don't say this is that.
Right.
This is the mark of the beast because that won't be up fully functional until the tribulation period. But it is absolutely fascinating to me how technology is always moving us closer to what the Bible says, never further away. And palm and head, my goodness, I've read that somewhere before. That's Revelation 13. 16 and 17, you know, a mark on your right hand or forehead. So here we go. And I don't know exactly what the final mark of the beast system is going to look like, but we're sure getting closer.
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. Here's another headline. Get ready for governments to push digital currencies after widespread banking collapse. And that definitely seems in the making. I want to go back over to this. Let's go to this article right here. BRICS has taken over the G7. In global GDP. Now, again, we've been talking about the BRICS banking system since 2010, and here we are in 2023. Fox News reported on it for the first time I've ever seen in great detail the other day, so they're finally catching up. I'm sure they probably have talked about it, but not to the depth I've seen them. And I said this week, I think this is predictive programming. CNN's talking about the death of the dollar and the death of the petro world reserve currencies. Fox News is talking about that. I don't recall ever seeing them talk about that ever before until recently, which I, again, think goes with the predictive programming to say, oh, yeah, well, you see, we didn't cause this banking collapse and crisis. It was the fact that they were dumping the U.S. dollars all over the place. You know, there was some mismanagement in the banks and whatnot, but this is not our fault. This is not, you know, Biden doesn't want to take any responsibility for inflation or anything else. They're going to try to blame it on someone else. That's what narcissistic people do. They blame all of the consequences on someone else. And so there's predictive programming going on. And now this headline, the BRICS banking system, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're adding Saudi Arabia, they're adding Iran, they're adading Argentina, has overtaken the G7 in global domestic product. This is a big deal, Andy.
Yeah, it's a big deal because, as we've said many times, the United States is not mentioned in prophecy, and you kind of wonder what happened to it. Well, one possible scenario is the United States, by the time the end times scenario rolls around, is just such a third-rate power. She has no influence, and this BRICS system and the GDP of BRICS overtaking the G7, that just shows me that the international community is getting ready to dump the dollar. And once they dump the dollar, the value of our currency will be reduced to, you know, next to nothing. And maybe that becomes the explanation why it's the East that's dominant in Bible prophecy and not Western powers.
Hmm. Well, let's talk about the collapse of the dollar. Here is an article. Where'd it go? Here we go. Saudi Arabia. It's over at worldviewreport.com. Link to it from the Fox News. Saudi Arabia grows closer to Beijing with step toward membership in the China-led security bloc. So, again, Saudi Arabia, they convinced the OPEC nations to dump the dollar as a world reserve currency. They go to the mostly to the yuan or this system that they're all setting up that I'm sure a part of it's going to be backed by gold. That's why the central banks of these nations are consuming so much gold into their vaults. Again, this we're watching the death of the dollar. I don't know when it's going to happen, but should the rapture occur after the fact, then clearly we're going to see this. But this is speeding up very quickly.
Yeah, if your doctor says you're as healthy as the dollar, it's time to get worried. And you know, of course, we're all in this inflation we're in, where we're all seeing that regardless of what raises we get at work, the dollar is not keeping up with inflation, and our purchasing power is disintegrating. And perhaps this is a reason why America, you know, just doesn't seem to be mentioned in prophecy, which is a perplexing question. How can the world's remaining superpower, have no a reference by the Holy Spirit anywhere in any prophetic passage? At some point, you got to ask yourself why. And we only can anticipate certain scenarios, and this would be a very negative scenario. A more positive scenario, of course, would be because Christians can rise to the highest levels, unlike any other country in the United States of America, the rapture of the church would decimate our business leaders, political leaders, scientific leaders, and the United States would unravel very fast. Maybe that's why she's not mentioned. You know, I hope for that latter scenario, but there's other scenarios in play which could explain America's absence as well that are more pessimistic in nature.
Well, here's one that might be it. Here's Foreign Affairs Magazine. Not that I'm a big fan of that magazine, but here's their headline. Xi Jinping says he's preparing China for war. He's preparing China for war. And we all know that Gordon Chang, who I interviewed about the tweet, tweeted about 2 weeks ago that China was preparing for war. We will go to war with China, he said. We will fight them on our soil. They will take down our power grid, and they will go after our water, and they will set off terrorist bombings around the country. And now, of course, we're seeing this spike of military-aged Chinese folks coming into the U.S. Some of them may be seeking freedom, however, but very concerning, very concerning. When you also realize that these red nations, these, you know, the red of the red-green axis, are making more and more alliance with the green nations. So the red nations can convince the green nations who are already here to carry out bombings of that red-green axis, lest we forget the hijackers from Saudi Arabia of 9/11, many of them were working back with the Kremlin, that the Kremlin has trained so many of the terrorists, and I've documented that. Others have documented that. Former KGB officer guys have defected and talked about that as well. Some have actually given their life exposing some of this. So China's preparing for war. We also have a report over at worldviewreport.com that the Pentagon, the budget the Pentagon has just put out, is a budget for war. Again, I go back to the scenario, Dr. Woods. This is a setup. You put your puppet in there. We've got millions and millions of dollars documented now going to the Biden family from China. You put your man in there, and you get him to weaken the country, destroy the military, destroy the people, destroy the economy, set up the ones that are going to be our enemies, the anti-communists. That's going to be the enemy of China coming in and doing all this. You set up the Patriot, the America First people, the anti-communists. You set them up. You get the country to hating them. You take away their guns. And then we go to war. Hint, hint, wink, wink. We go to war. And you let us win. And then we take you over. I mean, this is a setup. That's my opinion. What's yours?
Oh, well, that's a very, you know, potential scenario that's very realistic, you know, but this whole issue of China preparing for war, what people need to understand is the Chinese communists are long-term thinkers,
yeah.
Not like us. I mean, we're worried about the next election cycle. They're planning for the next decade, the next century, and they already have plans in place, you know, for world dominion And that's what they're preparing for. And as China is preparing for war, what is America preparing for? What are we doing? Well, we're not preparing for war. We are debating pronouns, and we're debating critical race theory, and we're debating the transgender movement, and we can't figure out what a man is or what a woman is. That's our focus, while our enemies are actually preparing for world conquest.
Yeah, indeed. Look at this headline. China, Brazil strike deal to ditch dollar for trade. There you go. China and Brazil. Now, let's see. What went on recently in Brazil? Oh, wait a minute. They had an election. And there seems to be about 5 million votes that don't add up right. And Bolsonaro was booted, I think, with massive election fraud. And I've interviewed his son many times in person and by Skype about 10 days before the election. And this is what they were worried about. They were going to do the same thing to his father, President Bolsonaro, as they did to President Trump. And they let a communist out of jail, who their former president, who had been in trouble for all kinds of crimes, threw him in jail. They let him out way, way, way early and run him for president. I mean, he's a puppet. And now that they've got the communist there in power, what's the communist do? Cuts a deal with communist China and adds them to the Brazil, adds Brazil in with China as we move toward the BRICS banking system. Already Brazil's evolved in that, but now it's going to be hardcore because they're going to ditch the dollar, ditch the dollar. That's that economic warfare that Kevin Freeman and so many have been warning about, where they can take us down, collapse us from within without firing a shot. Won't take calls today. Too much to get to with my guest, Dr. Andy Woods. His website, andywoodsministries.org. andywoodsministries.org. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Are you concerned about the current financial state of not only America, but the world? Are you concerned about, well, the enslavement that can come to you through a digital currency where they can track every movement, every transaction, or turn you off? How about the merging of a digital economy with a social credit score? We saw through the COVID tyranny just how tyrannical our government can be to those who love liberty and freedom, to small business owners as well as large business owners, to the invasion of privacy. If you're looking for a way to secure your financial future, well, can I recommend you get the free packet of information from Wes Peters at Swiss America? We've been working with Swiss America for over 16 years as a sponsor of our radio shows, our TV shows, and our conferences, our free Worldview Weekend rallies we held all over America. Again, we've been working with them for over 16 years. In fact, Wes Peters shows up at our national conference at the Ozarks almost every year, and he sits and has meals and visits with many of our attendees who are now his clients. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? Well, I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And I believe you should call Swiss America right now and get their free, no-obligation packet of information. In fact, you don't even have to call. You can actually text Wes Peters right on his cell phone. Give him your name and mailing address and let him know you would like the free, no-obligation packet of information mentioned by Brandon House. You can text him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. I'll give that again if you want to get a pen and piece of paper. Remember, when you get this packet of information, here's what I would recommend. Go through it. Write down all your questions. And then after you've thoroughly researched the information he sent you, then you can call him back up, set up a time and an appointment to visit with him and have all your questions answered. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. There is no template for every person. Every person is in a separate situation, right? So, my friends, do your homework and then ask a lot of questions. Once you're satisfied with all of your homework, then you can make a decision that is best for you. Again, it starts, I think, though, with getting that free packet of information. No obligation. Just simply text him your name and address. He'll send it on its way. And you'll get to learn the difference between bullion, freshly minted silver coins or gold coins, and what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. You can learn about how to put gold in your IRA. These are questions, again, that you can get answered through that packet of information and conversations with Wes Peters at Swiss America. So again, just simply text him your name and address, 602 558-8585, 602-558-8585, and that free packet of information will be on its way. Thanks. All right, we would appreciate your prayers. We are right in the bullseye today, folks. Around 6 o'clock Central, we are right in the bullseye. Yesterday, we started being told and looking at the map, and a big red area of very severe storms and tornadoes coming through the Mid-South, and the Mid-South Memphis, Tennessee area is right in the bullseye. So again, we'll endeavor to stay up and online. Thankfully, we spent $30,000 on a gigantic Generac, and it'll be running this afternoon in advance. So if the power goes down, we won't, because we'll already have the Generac running. We're going to go ahead and get that running this afternoon, so we're on that power. But yeah, pray for us, because you saw what happened in Alabama. We have over 20 people that were killed last week in Alabama. They're not basements for most of us here in the Mid-South, so you can't really run to the basement because there are no basements because the water table's too high. So not a lot of basements unless you build into a hill. So anyway, we're right in the bullseye, starting around 6 o'clock Central Time this evening. My guest, Dr. Andy Woods, andywoodsministries.org. Dr. Woods, I want to hit a few more things real quick. One of those is right here. After Nashville, well, let me go to Greta first. Greta, climate cult clowns, University of Helsinki awards Greta Thunberg an honorary doctorate in theology. Well, isn't that appropriate? Theology, theos, the study of God, for her evangelical work in converting the world to green religion. Well, that's right. This is a religion, isn't it? Pantheism, all is God. Panentheism, God is in all. Dr. Woods?
Well, I just found that article very interesting because we've been told, you know, follow the science. And, you know, is so-and-so who's anti-climate change, anthropogenic climate change, man-made climate change, have their articles been peer-reviewed? All of a sudden we discover, just fooling. It was never about science at all. It was about worship of the earth. And that's why I found it very interesting that they would give her a doctorate in theology, which is an honorary, meaning it's unearned, which hits me right in the stomach because I actually have an earned, you know, PhD. It took me 7 years, you know, to get it, which is about the length of the tribulation period, by the way. And here they're giving her something also that has nothing to do with the hard sciences. It's not in, you know, chemistry, physics, meteorology, whatever. It's in theology. And so this whole thing is about Gaia, worship of the earth. And this is what I think will bring in global governance, because if we think that the earth is reacting against us because of our bad habits, as the Dalai Lama said back in the year 2000, as Danny Glover said in the year 2009, if we actually think that way, then we will accept any kind of international regulation to monitor our lives on behalf of Gaia. So the whole thing is actually theological at its core. By the way, the Apostle Paul in Romans 1 says this is what happens when you reject the true knowledge of God. You exchange it for worship of the creation rather than the creator. And so what's happening? We're worshiping here in the last days, as we've worshiped or rejected a true knowledge of God, we're worshiping the earth. It's theological at its core.
Which fits right back with the religion in Babylon, the mysterious religious Babylon, Genesis 10:11, going then to Revelation 17:18, Semiramis, the queen of heaven, Mother mm-hmm. Earth is another name for her, Gaia, Venus, Aphrodite, all different names for the same entity, Semiramis, Mother Earth, which again fits, of course, with the worship of Nimrod, who went to the sun. Again, all worship of nature and nature entities. So this worship, religion worship, is going right back to Babylon, ties right back into Babylon. Would you agree with that?
I would totally agree. People have asked me, well, you're a believer in literal Babylon. Do you think the mother-child system at Babel is going to come back? And I say, well, every time you read articles about how we need to curtail our capitalism in order to protect the earth, you're reading about the mother-child system. In fact, you just mentioned Mother Earth. It goes by the name Mother Earth. So here we are, you know, right back to Babel, just like God said would happen.
Here's Fox News reporting. After Nashville shooting, Biden says no more unilateral gun control orders available to him. Why did you put this in our lineup today, Dr. Woods?
Well, first of all, it shows you he's lying, because you said earlier at the top of the show, they make it up as they go.
Absolutely.
You know, they can find a legal pretext for anything if you have an active imagination, which apparently these people do. They could care less about the Constitution. They're interested in power. But this is just another example of the United States in decline, because this is part of our Bill of Rights. I mean, this is the last stop against runaway tyranny that our founding fathers gave us. And here come the gun grabbers. It's almost like I hate to use this example or illustration, but it's almost like they're dancing in the blood of the victims every time one of these mass shootings happen. I mean, they can hardly contain their excitement, because this is another opportunity for them to argue for a restriction, or if not an outright elimination, on our Second Amendment rights.
Indeed.
Which, by the way, are given to us from God, Declaration of Independence. So what God giveth, man can't take away. So folks out there, hold on to those guns. God wants you to have them.
And if they pass laws or act laws that you got to turn them in, my advice would be don't turn them in, because there is a law that is higher than God, correct?
Absolutely. that's the whole logic of the Declaration of Independence, which
people,
really should be called the Declaration. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear that
the Declaration.
Line.
Well, it really should be called the Declaration of Dependence, because the whole concept is our rights come from our dependence upon God. And so Biden never gave us those rights, so he can't take them away.
That's right.
And so if he issues some kind of executive order, turn your guns in, he's violating the Declaration of Independence itself. And you have a right as an American citizen and as a Christian to say we must obey God rather than man, as the apostles said.
Yeah, and as one guy said, people with AR-15s don't get on trains.
That's right.
AndyWoodsMinistries.org, AndyWoodsMinistries.org. Thank you, Dr. Woods.
Yeah, shout out to my dad, who's 88 years old today.
The judge. The judge is 88. Served during the Reagan administration, right?
He sure did, yeah.
Appointed by Reagan.
Great job.
Appointed by Reagan?
Appointed by George Duke Majan,
okay,
who followed Reagan in the state of California.
Excellent. Happy birthday, Judge. All right, Andy Woods Ministries. Stay tuned for Crosstalk coming up next with Jim Schneider as your host. Pray for us in these storms coming through. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House. Do you receive my weekly email newsletter? I bet many of you don't even know I have a weekly email newsletter. Well, I do, and I've been sending those out for years. I provide links to, well, radio shows, TV shows, and articles that I think are of particular importance. I think all of our shows and articles are important, but some, well, they're vital that you hear and hear in a timely manner. So I send them out in my email newsletter. You can join my free email newsletter by simply texting the initials WVW to 22828. Just text WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Just text WVW to 22828. That's 22828. When you do that, it'll send back to you a form where you put in your email and then hit send. And now you've joined my weekly free Worldview newsletter. So just simply text WVW to 22828. WVW to 22828. Thank you.